Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and on Friday, we think about what really matters on the What It Takes Radio Network.
The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Jenios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Did you happen to have a hard day recently? I had one of those yesterday. I think it may be a matter of perspective. We're going to talk about it. It's what really matters. And we start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. Flying solo today. Jeff Hyback is probably flying back from some travel he's been doing. At any rate, I thought about what would be fitting for this weekend. And as you know, it's Memorial Day weekend and Monday. Any of you who have flags that have, you know, mechanism to lower them or raise them, it's a half, you know, half staff day in honor of those who were killed in action in the service to their country. And, you know, I was confronted yesterday. I got to be honest, I had one of those, just an off day. All right, let's put it that way. Went home frustrated, kind of angry, kind of feeling sorry for myself on a couple of fronts. And this morning, yeah, new morning, wake up. I didn't really think much about it. I come into the office and Jan, one of the gals here, had put a note. Peter, remember the flag at half staff on Monday. So I was thinking, oh boy, wow. Here I was thinking about myself, what was me, you know. And granted, I don't mean to diminish anybody's hard day. You may have had an extremely hard day that was extremely painful, and more than a day. You may have had something going on in your life that is absolutely horrific right now. And I don't mean to diminish that. But I do think it really is a matter of perspective. And I hope this can be a help to you if you're one of those folks who's had some hard things to deal with of late. As we all do from time to time, the adversity affects all of us. But I would say this, you still have blood pumping through your veins. You still can breathe. You're here. You still have opportunity to give thanks to those who, you know, basically, I mean, be mindful of them, honor them this weekend. Think about the fact that we live in the best country in the world. I was recently in Romania, beautiful country, beautiful people, a sad people. The look on their faces, communism just, I believe, left its mark of just life is overwhelmingly hard for many over there, I think. And that's a truth about the economy. But not knocking the Romanians, like I say, wonderful people, but just not a lot of joy in most of their faces. Most of them pretty somber, pretty sour looking, pretty, this is it, you know. And it's not, you know, we here in America, we have our battles, we have our challenges, we all do in life, but we really are blessed to live in the absolute best country in the world. And I do my fair share of traveling from time to time. And every time I go, I come back and I am just so thankful that we have the freedoms here that most of the world does not enjoy. And granted, we have tough days and, you know, that's going to happen. Happens to everybody, even in the best country in the world. We're going to, yeah, some people have some challenges. We all do. But we still live in the best country in the world. We still live in a country that is blessed of God. I believe that wholeheartedly. And I'm thankful. And I want to say that my heart went from kind of despair and feeling sorry for myself to suddenly thinking, oh my gosh, what kind of hard day have people had who gave their lives so that we could have this freedom, so we could have this wonderful country that we call the United States of America. Wow. It just jerked the slack out of me. And again, I don't, no diminishing to anybody who's going through a very big crisis in your life. That was not my deal yesterday, just a bad day, okay? But even at that, I still think even if you're in the midst of that crisis, there's opportunity to choose to be thankful, choose to remember that what we have here has not been free. We have freedom, but it's never free. And there have been, you know, very courageous men and women over the years who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in this free country, and that our children can be free, and our grandchildren someday, if I ever have them, you know, anybody listening may have grandchildren, whatever, great grandchildren. There's freedom here. We don't want to lose. And I am just thankful. And I want to say thanks to anybody who has served in the armed forces. I know this is a somber day in a sense that we remember those that died, that were killed as a result of the conflicts over the years. But a big thanks to anybody who has served. I've never been in the military, and I it's one of my regrets. I wish, looking back, I had served. And I don't know why I say that, but I do. It's a genuine feeling I have. So thank you, anyone who is a veteran, who has served our country. But again, this weekend, let's just take time to pause and reflect, regardless of the difficulty you may have at this point in your life, for whatever reason. Give thanks. Give thanks for brave men and women that gave all they had, everything they had, so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have. It's a sobering thing. And anyway, and if you have, like I say, if you have one of those flagpoles like we have in the front of the 401k Latte Company, put it at half staff on Monday in honor of those that have been killed over the years. So that's all I'm going to say for today. Invest in a conversation this weekend with your family, with people that you love in your life. And yeah, that's about it for a Memorial Day message. Have a great one.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.